Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Episode 194 of The Arms House.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
We're going to come into a tune like we usually do. I got my brother Theme here with me, as always. This is 38 Special, Fool's Mate. I think he's dissing. Who's he dissing on this track?
He's dissing the people in rap, the last three remaining people in rap who are older than us. Jim Jones.
Yeah. Jadakiss and Fat Joe, man.
Yeah.
Produced by A-Rab Music. You know that dude? He's the guy who does the finger drumming. He's like crazy with the finger drumming, man.
Mm.
Anyway, Fool's Mate, 38 Special. Let's get into it.
Let's get into the sheet.
Oh, there's a video. Some AI shit in there.
This is the official video, though, yeah.
Hey, y'all. Every day I wake, I got new hate. These niggas ride dick so much, they got a due date. Rap is too fake, frontin', they have to move weight. You joined the gang at 30-something, that was too late. You think 38, give a fuck what a rap dude make. They had Wagyu on it.
Is that supposed to be Fat Joe there on the right? And that's, is that Jada, the midget on the left? Is nah.
Yeah, I don't know why he's a midget.
That's hilarious.
We had cube states. Niggas only care about views and how they shoes lace. You had a baby by a bum, bitch. That's a fool's mate.
Say, Jim, I don't see two white men jumping special and falling down the escalator in the airport. Niggas is cooking them and he's telling the cops, no, they jump me, they attack me. Special ain't doing none of that. I don't see Special running at the Rucker and all that. You know, this is respectful shit. I don't see Spestin have these kind of issues because he moves on.
Hey, yeah, I came to talk to these kids on some grown shit. Follow no man, do your own shit. But please make sure you own shit. Don't have a lot of chains with no cribs or some Jim Jones.
All the Jim Jones disses are hard. They're coming now.
My young buck, I'm going to give him a deal if he bites you. You ain't got enough money to talk in any type of way like that. I'm going to spare you. You heard your joke to me, but my young boy ain't gonna spare you.
Okay, don't get confused. Cause I will walk me down.
It's like something we would do.
Yo, Jim, I got a bone to pick. That's some whole shit talking about how another nigga toes fit. When your house on the foreclosed list, he lost his crib at 06, and this nigga still homesick. What I really don't get, you won't be a street nigga so bad that you got Alpo, old bitch. But Poe said she don't blow dick. What?
In love with me.
Okay.
She was mad in love with me, but I just could never really get into her like that because I was doing other things and she wasn't sucking.
Who the fuck is that?
Poe said she don't blow dick. Man, this nigga talking like a boss, but ain't giving out no jaws. Nigga, you can't even go home and get a blowjob before you made cash off rap. What was your job? Jim's story faker than the one fat Joe Raw. Huh, and yo bro, face type valid. Without that body work, that bitch would be shaped like Khaled. Better replace some steaks for some late night salads. No matter how much you hate, you can't take my talent. You're talking to a real man with skilled hands. I took kilograms and Bill brands. Got a flow that'll feel stands. Only reason Kiss eating cause he fat joke, lil mans, huh? Fool's mate. Fool's mate.
Is that gonna be fat joke?
Fool's mate.
Okay, you went in on him, man. They must have
fucked.
Man, shut the fuck up, man. Lying ass.
You always do that. Fuck, man. Damn.
They're throwing the flag.
Properly going in on them, aren't they? Yeah.
They must have said something about him then, right? On the, yeah, I mean, like, look, fucking hell, I never even heard about this beef, man.
3 weeks ago, 38 Special and Jim Jones go back and forth violating each other.
Oh, mate.
I mean, Jim Jones, for me, is just an utter fucking dickhead, really.
He is a bit of an idiot.
He is a fucking moron. Like, he's just so not with it in terms of where he's at on the level of rap.
Well,
and
let's
all
explain.
All of the groups he's been in. And then Jada absolutely fucking ended all that beef. when he did the "I'm outside, I don't live in Miami, I don't live in," you know
in
what I
the
mean? And
verses,
then he
yeah.
did the New York song, and it's just shut down. That was the end. That was Dipset versus Dipset is
Locks.
Jim Jones's crew
With
versus the
what I mean.
Locks, yeah. And they just like ended all of that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
and
but then
now.
Jada. So they were on, because Jada now is big with the Joe and Jada podcast. You know what I mean? And that was, because I remember when it first popped up, that podcast, it was more the Joe, the Fat Joe show, and like Jada was kind of, he didn't really say that much. He was just chilling in the cut. But now he's
you mean
become
early
way more
doors?
Early doors. Yeah, it was always just Fat Joe, and everyone's going, "Nah, Fat Joe's capping. He's capping because he chat so much shit."
Yeah,
but Jada's now come out of his shell a bit more because it's obviously become really successful, and they're blatantly making bare money off it. And so Jada's like, "Rah, this is actually a big money maker." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he's now more involved. So, and then 38 Special. That's why he was like, "Yeah, man, this Joe and his little man." You know what I mean? His little mate, Jada. But that's kind of
Yeah, I
fucked up.
clocked that as well.
But what did they say to piss him off? To piss off 38 Special?
No, 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 no. So how it happened was that for no reason, unprovoked, your man Spesh goes on a podcast and just starts saying, for no reason, I featured on a track with Benny Butcher and Jadakiss, and I smoked them. And my verse was easily the best verse. Like, he says those words.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and then Jada has avoided me ever since. And you're like, what? And he's like, yeah, Jada's avoided me ever since. And he probably will always avoid me because the verse was that good. And he said to me at the end of the session, what did you do that for? You know what I mean? And Jada, this is the bit. So this is the bit I'm concentrating on for me personally.
Yeah.
You've gone on a podcast and started a rap beef against someone who's had a career, by the way.
Established.
This is Hall of Famer. Number top 10 dead or alive.
Yeah.
And you've done that on a podcast, right? He has responded in the lab. Like, exactly what I'd want my favorite rapper to do. Just like see the screen and go, oh yeah, Bosh, go in and release a whole track with like Fat Joe on it and called Aroma. He released it.
Oh, we're gonna play that in a minute.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's released it, it's out.
Yeah.
And then before Fat Joe 38 Special drops that track, he goes back on another podcast and starts chatting shit again.
Mm.
And I'm like, brother, you've gone on a podcast to start a beef.
We're filming a podcast.
My man has gone into the studio and released a track. And then instead of doing that straight away, you've gone on another podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, bruv.
He's chatting too much.
What are you doing? Yeah.
Because it seems like, because look, MCs are going to be braggadocious. If they are on a track, if he just said, oh yeah, I smoked everyone on the track, that's a pretty standard thing for an MC to say, yeah? But they can say it in a respectful way. They go, look, big up Jadakiss, big up these lot, but my verse killed it. He could do that, but it seemed like he said it specifically in that way to purposely cause a ruckus. Because, and that's a standard thing in most hip-hop and graffiti, like, you know, you diss people because you want to get recognition, you know what I mean? You diss someone better than you or bigger than you, more popular than you, so that more eyes go towards you, you know? Because definitely 38 Special, he's been doing a lot. He's been killing it the last few years. Really cool, but he's definitely not at a Jada level yet.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't done a classic album. He hasn't, you know
nah,
what I mean?
No, 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 not at all. Like, he's done potential classic, like, songs.
Yeah.
Classic in hip-hop.
Potential, yes.
Potentials, but they'd have to like, classic for me, you can't release a classic. It's got to like be built up over like 20 years.
Exactly.
In
hip-hop, really
it's got to be built up for more years than that in real music. Because hip-hop's like a baby.
Yeah.
Compared to like fucking rock. I call it real music. I don't know why I just said that. It's really just...
No, but I know what you mean about the longevity of a song. You can't just say when it's just dropped. You have to literally see how it grows. You know what I mean? With time.
It has to build into a classic, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think, like, if you go up to your average hip-hop Joe in England, maybe 50% of them would have heard of 38 Spesh, you know me? Whereas all of them will know Jada Kiss or at least one or two songs. But yeah, so they retaliated. We're going to get into that track. And that kind of set me off on a thing. I found some, I reminisced about some classic hip hop beefs from back in the day. I pulled out a couple of tracks. We're going to get into them as well a little bit later if we have some time. We've got Graph Letter Game. We've got Graph Critiques as per usual. But we're on a beef tip this week.
Yeah.
But other people.
So watch out, Keller and Nova.
Yo, is Nova even podcasting? Man down, you know, I don't think. Nova. I think we ended Nova's career. He stopped podcasting. Yeah. Where's he been since we beefed him?
Yeah, and the Burner Files dropping on the 12th of August. It's going to end his whole rap career, his whole back catalogue as well. Man. So we've put him completely out of business. To be
That's
fair.
It. You know what I mean? Yo, I want to big up the people at Frontline. UK Frontline, they have a new magazine out. It's called The Essence. It's quite a thick thing, man. It's like 95% photos. There's a few quotes in there from some of your favorite writers and people who have been documenting. This book, I didn't realize till I got sent it. It's not just UK Frontline. There's three people involved. UK Frontline, Regret, the writer, and the Londres Aboma. He's got Londres. An Instagram page, and he collects a lot of photos, and it's all about the essence, the insides, these last couple years. It's literally just flicks of insides. There's a couple of stickers in there as well. All your favorite heads are in there. He's flogging them for 20 quid each. This is my copy. I was contemplating giving it away as a prize, but you know
we
what?
Said no.
He only sent me one, so I'm keeping that one, man.
We said no. And but I'm going to send him a bollocking.
Yeah, he didn't send one for thieves, so you know what I mean? Let's see. It's got some stickers, and also came, I don't know if this comes with every single one, but some actual stickers that were written in pen by Regret as well. So I got
big up Regret, by the way. Yeah. Every day, all day. Handstyle King.
It's really well put together, really nice, high quality. It's a must have for anyone who wants to, you know, cherish this era of insides that we've been having, the Renaissance last couple of years. And at the back,
exactly.
Double page spread, Arms House. Double page Dance spread, you know what I mean? And a
link to an episode.
So big him up for that, man. Much love. The Essence. People go hit him up. UK Frontline. Bam. I'll put the link below. You know what I mean?
Damn, I look properly cancer.
You're looking a little bit pasty, a little bit. I'm hungover.
Because it's the fifth day of chemotherapy today.
Yeah. How's it been going? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, apart from today, when I feel really shattered, bruv.
You went in this morning?
No, I took the fifth tablet today.
Oh, the tablet.
Tablets I had to take every morning for 5 days. That's and then by like 3 o'clock, just fucked. This time it was going really well. I haven't had a single siesta, you know, up until now. And I didn't really feel that sick until about, you know, just after work today. You know, I'm working from home until 3. So the last time we went to the doc, actually, the missus says to him, we're talking about me, obviously, and there's like basically no more questions, and everyone's just getting a bit like, and I have a little bit of banter like this my doctor's he's like 15 years older than me, and he's a really nice guy, like he's the best in the world.
Okay.
But he's like trying to not. We're at this stage where he's trying to not let the banter slip out, and I can see
he's
him got to
keep it professional. And I bet you're like dancing on the line.
Yeah, I know. I'm dancing in the room like this. Yeah. You're saving my life. You're saving my life.
Look at your reach.
Yeah. Look at your injections, bruv. Look at your immunotherapy. Look at your trial. Yeah. Because I'd say literally what I'm doing. I'm physically in his office. Giving it the large, and plus his clinical nurse is from Spain, so we're like, hablas en español, hablamos, hablamos, and he's just like, fucking hell, sit down, sit down, and all of this shit, and he's like, do you have diarrhea? And I'm like, no. And he's like, really? Like, you haven't had diarrhea? Every time he asks me the question, I'm not diarrhea and I'm not constipated, so he's like, what? And I said, but I'm doing 4 squeezes a day. I've gone from 1 to 4 full-on squeezes a day.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, you can't do that. You can't do that. So And she's like, yeah, he's doing that. That's what he's doing. My missus.
So you're supposed to, the symptoms, I mean, the whatever from
one
the treatment
of them gives
and from
you,
all
yeah.
that. You're supposed to have diarrhea or constipation. And neither of those. You're literally shitting four times a day.
Yeah.
Which is strange. Yeah.
But the poopies are not diarrhea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're like
nice solid stools.
Thank you for the for that.
The medical and,
yeah, the language, medical term.
Yeah.
Have you opened your bowels? That's what they say to you in hospital. Have you opened your bowel? The first time they said that to me, I was like,
what that sounds kind of horrific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I hope not. Like, do you know what I mean? Like you're in a bed and some woman's coming over and go, have you opened your bowels today? You're like, what? Why don't you just ask if I've had a squeeze?
The imagery in my head from opening your bowels is really not. I'm getting like a gaping fucking.
Yeah, gaping hole.
Oh my God. Sorry for that imagery.
Oh my God. Okay, so Mrs. T says in English, I've got to get this right.
Mm.
Yeah, but just one more point. Can I just point out that obviously I live with there, so I'm smelling it, that it's really acidic. Like, it's really acidic. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, we're sitting next to each other like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean?
So
you
she
can't
hasn't
say that.
She hasn't brought that up to you, like, personally.
No,
she just,
never,
that's
never,
the time.
She's never mentioned that shit ever. That was the first time.
You decided to bring it up right there in front of the doctor about an acidic smell. Oh my God,
the
man.
Doctor and the fucking nurse Christina.
Yeah.
So anyway, the doctor, me and the doctor have been having banter for like a year, because as soon as I got on his trial, I was like, I'm gonna be the number one guy.
Mm-mm.
I'm gonna be the face of the trial.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna be this, I'm gonna be that, I'm gonna be that. I'm gonna be like, all right, calm down, I'm gonna be the head of media day. I'm gonna be
the poster boy, the poster child,
the poster boy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Of glioblastoma. I've already decided I'm not gonna let this thing take me out, and you're gonna help me fucking defeat it. And he's like, "That's the spirit. That's the spirit." Anyway, I've got to feel your belly because I'm having four shits a day, and they're not constipated, and they're not diarrhea. So he's like, Get your kit off. And I'm like, get my kit off in front of my missus. And he's like, yeah.
I'm going to have to open your bowels now in front of everybody.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
I just thought of something really rank. I'm not even going to say it when you said that.
I've been thinking of bear rank thing. I don't.
Yeah, so he's like pressing into my, I'm getting on this, I lie down on this bed. I've never been like had him touch me before or had the need to get naked before.
Oh, wow.
But we've had like this like years relationship where he's been fucking saving my life.
Mm.
And so I get on this bed and he's gay, by the way, he's gay.
Oh, right. Okay.
And he's like, okay, now then. And I'm going,
yeah.
And then eventually I go, Doc, this is the closest we've ever been. And he's like, yeah, and it's the closest I ever want to get. And he just loses that threshold of the banter repellent.
Of professionalism.
And the banter repellent's just gone. Yeah, professionalism's just
out
gone.
Out the window. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jokes.
And he gave me so much fucking joke.
But he
and
said it in a joking
left,
way. In a joking
when I
way.
Left, because his door, the door to his, like, you can't come in, do you know what I mean, on these kind of things.
Yeah.
And so when the door's open, that's the only time you can, like, chat to him if you're one of his colleagues.
Mm.
And I go outside, and it's right next to, like, this reception waiting room for people who need to give blood. And everybody needs to give blood every time before they get their chemotherapy shit to make sure their body's in the right environment and has the red amount, the correct amount of blood cells to be able to hack another dose, basically. So if they don't, if the bloods come back as like any negatives, you can't take your next dose and you've got to fucking be delayed even more. But anyway, so, and I'm leaving the door again, and I've just been like the loudest person in his fucking life.
So everyone in the reception is hearing all what's going on in there.
No, but they probably don't when the door's closed. Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay.
as soon as the door, that's when I always say to him, enough respect, doctor. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
And thank you for saving my life. I fucking love you. I love you. And then Tanya's like pulling me out, but I'm like, oh my God, like pulling me out. And I'm still going, I love you. and then shut the door. And then I went into the, for the, I've done that every single time, like, because I'm building up the jokes. Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I even said to myself, are we going up the stairs in the middle of this, like these glass stairs, in the middle of this reception room? It was mad. And I said, yo, maybe I shouldn't say that, that thanks for saving my life shit, because there's plenty of people here whose lives aren't being saved, and they're giving bloods and they're doing shit like that.
Could
you know
be
what I mean?
Insensitive, yeah, to maybe people overhearing, and you don't know what they're going through and what they're actually doing.
To be honest, if I was on that end of the stick, I'd probably think, yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, I don't, I mean,
you know I mean, I wouldn't be upset.
And I can see your tactic as well, because doctors can be a bit cold, and they can be this line of professionalism, and they can be a bit, like, you know, black and white about things.
Yeah.
Whereas you're injecting emotion into it, and you're trying to invoke an emotion out of the doctor as well to get him more emotionally attached. So then he is more dedicated to doing it. And then he's not going to like cut any corners or
so if something
around,
comes up,
know?
Oh, this one's for, you know, Andy Shaw. He'll be like, what? Let me see that. Because I'm his favorite.
Exactly.
And I say to his face, you know, I'm your favorite. Isn't it? Yeah. Like, you know, like, we can't do anything about that. I'm
because they have to try to be detached to a certain degree, like, for them to do their job properly. But now you'd keep pulling him back in. He's like, every time I think I'm out, you pull me back.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good, that's smart theme. That's
his
smart.
Biggest defense so far has been this guy, Ben Trotman. So Ben Trotman is the only guy in the fucking world to have had this treatment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The guy who's still
and
around.
And he's
near 60.
Alive. No.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I'm like, I need Ben's contact details. I need Ben's contact. I've got an essay like to ask Ben to talk about with Ben, and he's like, no. He's proper strict.
But you did meet patient. Him, though.
Yeah. So then I met him at the media day, and then I showed the doctor the phone number. And I'm like, look.
Oh, you said I got
Ben Trotman, baby. With WhatsApp messages, like, man, he's like, oh, for God's sake, that was like his only defense. His Jokes. Only defense. Why does Ben still do this? Why does Ben? He's like, I can't answer those questions. Ben, why do you still do this? Why do you still do that in the office? And he's like, oh
man,
my God.
You must be a fucking nightmare, man, deal with. But still, like, in a good way though, as well, man. Man, that's
and he's
jokes.
A good guy. He takes it really well. The whole team are fucking brilliant. Big up the UCLH, University College London Hospital, I think it's called.
They are definitely in AHC, them lot, and the doctor.
Yeah, all of them.
They're all elite all AHC members. You know what I mean?
I might tell him that as well.
Next
time I see him.
Damn. Did you have to ever sign any sort of NDA or whatever?
What's yeah, loads.
Oh, is it? So you're not supposed to talk about loads of shit that you have obviously haven't spoken about here.
No, I've just got to sign off if I die from this and if I die from that.
It
wasn't
right.
a verbal one.
Okay.
It was just I understand the risks kind of thing.
Okay.
Which at the time was like, what risk compared to certain death in like 8 months? Like, do you know what I mean?
So not NDAs and like whatever you're doing on the trial, you can talk openly about it. I mean,
an NDA, is it? The one I signed. It's like
okay. It's more just a risk thing, like they're covering their asses. You can't sue
What's the
them.
Real name? I can't. It's not a risk thing. It's like
no.
Anyway. But yeah. So the trial's going really well. I believe in immunotherapy big time, and I just don't believe in chemo or radio. Because all the radio's done is made me, like, forget what I'm saying. Mm. And short term to the short... Do you remember when I said to you, did you call me and invite me out because I need to know because I'm going mental, bro?
Just
thought of that shit. You're like, I called. What are you talking about? Like...
But surely it's doing something to the tumor, maybe, but I don't know. I don't know, man. Jesus. But so you're on the last, today's your last day of doing it, yeah?
Of doing chemo, yeah. And then there's another on August, September, the whatever.
Okay, yeah. Next
so
month.
I've now start my 28 days off, 23 days off.
Yeah, yeah.
28 day months, 5 days on chemo, 23 days off.
Okay.
Feeling unbelievable by day 17.
So you're going to feel a lot better by the time we get to August 19th, Wednesday, which is
plus,
our live show.
I'm going away tomorrow to lie on the beach and relax in Bournemouth, of all places, where they speak fluent Spanish, of course.
Nice.
And come back recharged for the greatest show of all time.
Look at
your reach.
Party people, please. We still have tickets available for the live recording of the podcast. Wednesday, 19th of August. Are we sold out? Nah, we still have tickets. There's still £5 tickets, right? There's still six.
We've sold 14 out of 20 of the VIP tings.
Okay, great. This venue is not a huge venue. It's at Riff Raff's in Croydon, okay? You look it up on Google Maps, you can find it, yeah? It's right there. Chilled little venue, the beers and all that good stuff. Big up Oliver Sudden. His shop, Three Piece Suite, is down below. He's got a vintage shop. It's going to be a wicked vibe. Talal, Talal, Talal's going to be there. We should have some cool people pass through. Bring your black books, you know what I mean? Bring your marker pens. There's going to be sketch sessions happening. We're going to have a merch table. So bring cash. We're going to be selling T-shirts and fun bits and bobs. And OCB are going to be giving away. They're going to have like...
tote bags. Goodie bags.
Goodie bags to give away to everybody who comes. So you won't be leaving empty-handed. Starts at 8 o'clock sharp. So get there before 8 o'clock. Wednesday 19th. What else is there to say? We will be selling tickets on the door as well. Or don't worry. If you haven't got a ticket, you could still come. We'll probably squeeze you in. It's just we can't guarantee it. That's all we're saying. But we want more the merrier. You know what I mean? So head on down there.
We've got six more guaranteed spots. Yeah. Only six more.
Damn. But some people might turn up. I'm just saying, like, I just want to get as many people in through the door. So take a risk. Come down. Come through. You never know what could happen, man. There'll be a good vibe, good people. We're going to put on a fun show for everybody. If we fuck it up, it's our first one. So, you know what I mean?
Nah. We're going to fuck it up.
Yeah, they'll probably
make sure you spend your money knowing that we've fucked it up already.
Yeah, and you'll be supporting the show. And if it goes well, we'll do it more often. You know what I mean? I like the more personal, in touch type of things. It's always online. It can be get a bit, like, you know, too detached. I like to see people's faces. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
That's people.
That's what he's saying. He wants to be physical with you.
I want to get physical, baby.
Physical.
Brazenly walking up to it and spray painting it with graffiti.
Go to armshousetoyourmumshouse.com, get yourself a ticket, or just mosey up anyway. Wednesday, 19th August. See you lot there, man. Can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it.
Did you mention Talal? Yes.
Talal, Talal, Talal is going to be there.
Did you mention the first ever live performance of Batter Them?
Oh, shit. We're going to be doing live performances. There's going to be music. There's going to be, like I said, sketch sessions. We got all sorts of things planned and some surprises in there as well. So head down. It's going to be a good vibe. Shall we now, I don't know how long we've been recording for, but should we do a quick ad read maybe? Or
OCB read.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to pick a comment from last week. All right.
That Flynn story is hilarious. Yes.
Flynn-K4J. I'm not sure if he's won an OCB goodie bag yet. Hopefully not. But I picked his comment. From last week, that churn story is hilarious. Yeah, the listener.
Big up churn, man. That was fucking joke.
He emailed us again. Have you seen? And he said,
well, I haven't read it properly, but yeah.
Me neither, but I remember seeing something about he might update
big up
things,
the reading up my story. Yeah.
Big him up. And I think he was like hinting, yeah, he is from Southwest. People were trying to guess which part of London he's from. Anyway, I don't want to bait up too much. He wrote, Flynn writes, that churn story is hilarious. Sometimes when the mission goes wrong, it just makes you want to go again even more. Or never go back again. Laughy emojis. Then the other critique was that writer Tuff. Remember, you didn't like his T and the F looked like a cock and ball set.
Yeah.
Tuff is a G, by the way. That's a bad example of his work, to be fair. He's actually sick at graph. And you know what? I've had a little back and forth with Tuff on the Instagram. He's a really sweet bloke. Newcastle. Yeah, he's
Newcastle.
From Newcastle. And he has done a lot of bits up there, man. And he's even come down here and done some bits here with some mutual friends of ours as well.
Yeah.
I won't say too much more on that. But, yo, big up Tuff. He said he's going to send in some more stuff in the future. Big him up. Salute, man, you know. So Flynn-K4J, hit us up on the Instagram DMs or through the email. Let us know where to send you some OCB goodies. All right, brother Theme,
With a range of different products in its portfolio, the brand has a sleek and modern design, capturing the essence and needs of its users,
yeah.
establishing itself as a popular choice for smokers. That's OCB. Yeah, you know me.
Thanks you know this. All right, let's play a graph letter game. All right, we did the letter
L. Oh, fun, because you've done it for me.
Yeah, last week we did the letter L, you did it for me. Now we're on the letter M, and I've done it for Themos. Let's go start with the easy one. Shit, it's well small.
Wait, let me get my screen back to...
Yeah. There we go.
M's. What letter is that? An M. So we're doing M. Thanks
yes.
for telling me.
I said M about three times already. Fuck's
and thing. This is 2014 with one of those curly little whirlies in there.
Oh, yeah,
you can't
the
see
curly
my mouse,
whirly.
Can you?
Yes,
amber.
It is an amb. Amber.
That's
even.
12 years ago.
Fucking hell. Yeah, time flies,
it's
man.
Over a decade.
Yeah, I'm not too happy with this one, but that's all right. Anyway, what about this letter M? Who did that? Play along in the live chat, people who are watching the premiere live.
But don't smoke me too much because of time.
It is time. Yeah, it's a bit of a different. Well, it's not different, but yeah, a little bit different. It's not as throw up, put it that way. With the shook SH there. Shout out time.
Mm-hmm.
What about this one?
That one is proper shit, isn't it? I mean, look at that fadage. That's just fuck.
This one's nice with the dark purple into the orange. Purple and orange is a nice mix.
I was being sarcastic. It's fucking
thing.
Banging.
It's a
what
thing.
Are you talking about? Look how big the E is as well.
Yeah.
But it's a theme.
You know I love that scheme as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Pick up theme. That's from the Graph Jam. All right. Who's this M? Chrome dub, red outline. Who does that look like?
I've got like swag in my head for some reason.
Yeah, no, it's not a swag W turned upside down.
Yeah.
That is the beginning of the word. It looks like there might be a letter before, but it's not. It starts with an
that's
M.
The beginning of the word.
Yeah, if that helps.
Meant as an element, but is like way too new for that.
It is Mr. Met.
Oh, my days.
Yeah.
He's going to batter me. Batter me. But look at that E.
Yeah, man.
That's
nice.
A sexy E, bruv.
Nice, sexy little
that
dub.
That E's getting bitten.
R.I.P. Petter. Yeah, I like that E, man.
That's all not right. A Met M. Metsky M.
I know. I threw that one in there to throw you off, but it is.
Yeah, it is.
A more recent one. I think this is literally the other day. I think. I could be wrong. All right, next one. Ooh.
Maybe. Mine.
Oh, it is mine. Yes. There we go. These are pictures from Jest and Enigma's Instagram. I didn't get them all from
Memo.
There. No, it's a
mint.
Blockbuster. No, not mint. The beginning
it's
of the
memo.
Word. Not memo, not mint. Old legend from the 80s. You did a lot of Central Line trains, I believe. We saw some old tags of his at the substation, the one where we've done a couple episodes, the one we did with Slam. We saw some old tags in there.
Did I tell you who I saw when I was doing a bit of graph and he told me to put him up?
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, you did. But we're in the middle of a game now, man. What
yeah,
is that?
Sorry, sorry. So I said memo, you said nah. I said
nah.
Mint, you said nah.
Nah. I was
and
giving you
hints.
And you
said it's old school, 80s.
Yeah.
Done a lot of centrals. I was listening.
Probably early 90s as well. It is...
Me.
Mize.
Oh, Mize.
Mize. This is 89. I like that one. Blocky business with the nice schemes running
Look
through
blocky,
it.
Blocky, yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Is that on a central from an old... No.
Looks like a central. Could be... Oh, fuck knows, man. It could be a Bakerloo, actually, come to think of it. But it's got the black roof. Anyway, next. Friend of the pod.
Kazism.
Kazism, yes. Ooh, another old school one. Who did this letter M? Funky dub by the looks of it. On a wall.
criminal or something?
M in the middle of the word, not. Come on, he's a big writer, I think. You're going to kick yourself. M in the middle of the word.
It doesn't say. It says his reach.
Yes.
And big is that train the writer. M?
Yeah. Funky.
And he's from England.
English. London. Let me see. Like,
let me see now.
If a lot of people, it's like, what's the point in graph? What is one of the main points of doing graph is to
damage.
Yeah. And then when you do more damage, that means you are
getting up.
I'm trying to give you a hint. This is the hint for the word. So when you get up, when you're really up, you are
a king.
Yeah, and that means you are famous. It's fame. Okay, F-A-M-E. I was trying to hint at the word. I like this dub, man. It's funky as fuck.
Damn.
Roughly done. That E is a bit of a weird one, though, but I kind of like it. I don't know why.
And the A.
And the A is mad. All right, okay. Next, I think there's a couple more. This one, another friend of the pod.
Coma.
Coma, but this one was the unfinished one. You know the one we spoke about, the legendary one? He did one before, but had to run before he finished it. So I dug that one out. Next,
I love
up,
it when those people are on the plane,
on the train, yeah, looking out the windows and cheers, jokes. All right, now we're going to New York.
Yeah. Scene, Mr. Scene, no?
No. It's the word by the guy. Think of the old, it's beginning of the word, begins with
Min
M.
One.
No, not Min One. Next, dude.
Mayor.
Oh, nah, not Mayor.
Team's
doing really badly on this one, man.
New York writers beginning with an M.
You can blame the chemo of the pills and shit, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Your brain isn't working, you know, at full capacity right now. So we'll give you that excuse. No. It is Mitch.
Mitch.
A nice window down, like, blockbuster.
Yeah, very nice.
I like it a lot. How he's used, like, the line at the bottom of the train, and then he's done the 3D coming down from there. I like that, man. Very cool, I think. Ah, last one. This one, again. Oh, shit.
Demo.
I just realized his tag is actually in the photo. I didn't realize that.
Really?
Yeah, above here. You can't really see it. It's a bit
mode two.
Mode two. It's not his his known style that he does.
I was gonna say Bando, to be fair, but it was definitely an M.
They all come from the same cut from the same cloth.
Cut from the same cloth.
Mode two. Is that the last one, or is there one more? That is the last one. How did you guys do on the live? Big up. You know who's always good at that is Acme. He's always well spot on.
Yeah, really, really good at that.
He's spot on, man.
And he's a quick typer as well.
Yeah. Look, he's theme. Like, someone sent in this video, weird video on the internet. Just let's get our reaction to it.
And the reminder, it doesn't have to make sense to anyone else. If it makes you happy, that's all that matters. None of us are getting out of here alive, so you might as well do what you want.
So he has these attachments he's made for his spray can. So this one does like four in a row. That one kind of makes it do a zigzag kind of line. These are all homemade by this guy. I don't know who he is. I'm muting it because of the music. I don't want to get caught out.
Sounds dog shit as well.
It is dog shit. And the graph is pretty dog shit. It's more street art stuff. As opposed to graph stuff, like what he's done, a big fish with mad patterns in it. These things piss me off, man. Just do a zigzag line. You don't need a fucking thing, an attachment made with a fucking battery on it and everything. Like,
that's what the nozzle's for. You know what I mean?
It just winds me up, this shit. Like, just fucking go left and right. And if it's four lines, do one line and then do another one. It's called having skills and having fucking can control, man. You know what I mean? These things are gimmicky. They're just a bit silly for the fucking Instagram. People love sharing these things, but they wind me up.
And they don't help. They wouldn't help in graph anyway.
They don't.
They help in like painting shitty things like a fucking fish on a wall.
Like fucking anti-style shit, you know?
Well, yeah, or anti-style shit. But then, like, it doesn't help for graph.
Doesn't. And look at this.
Doesn't help. Imagine getting that out on a mission. Oh no, yeah. No, you just put, just unscrew that, and then get that bit. Yeah, screw that on, and then like get four lines.
Look, you can do your tag, but in four lines. Yeah, or you can do your tag, and it's wobbly.
Akin to
it's
those
like...
kids getting a Reaches one, those pens that are like have four different nibs, like pink and yellow and blue, and then like getting a Reach when they like come out.
Mate, and look, back in the day, people did have to make, they'd get a little knife and make the hole a bit bigger in the nozzle. This is when like people had to use, like they'd raid their mum's cabinet with all the nozzles on all the things. And yeah, there is an element of that do-it-yourself, adapting, personalizing your stuff and all that. Fine, all that shit is good. And, you know, and it was a big part of graft before the business element came into it. And now everything's specifically made. You can buy everything now, ready-made, fat caps and whatever. But before, you had to kind of do, like, do-it-yourself type of thing. And this is, I kind of get a little bit of reminiscent about that, but now it's just people are bored. It's like, if you're bored of learning graft, you just make shit like this. It's just a waste of time, in my opinion. It might be funny for a couple of seconds watching it on a video, but there's so many people out there doing weird shit like this. People have got like 3D printers now making different types of nozzles with different... Have you seen the one with the woman? Like there's a woman with her leg spread eagle, and if you press on the top bit, it's like the paint is coming out of her vagina. It's like, yeah, okay, like, you know, cool, but yeah. These things
won't. But yeah, they're just gimmicks.
Gimmicks, man.
Gimmicky shit related to graph.
I don't even know if we have time to get into the whole. I had Bear Tunes set up. Let's at least listen to the Fat Joe Jadakiss reply to 38 Spesh. Yeah, this is on their podcast. Hopefully, if this gets flagged on YouTube, maybe they have some sort of thing where we can't play this. So if this will probably get chopped from here, and it'll probably jump in afterwards. But here it is, man. Fat Joe and Jadakiss debut The Aroma featuring Stove Good Cooks off Joe's upcoming album. Okay, let's go. And DJ Khaled is there with him. Oh my god.
Yo, listen, this is called Paralyzation of the Game right here. Let's go.
Shit.
That's how he introduces his own joke.
We got Jay. Okay, the mark.
Fiction.
Oh no, you gotta blast that. Don't do that. I asked if you was ready.
This is not one that.
No, this ain't it. Y'all want the shit or not?
If you play with Joe Ponder, any of these Spanish niggas coming up in this game, your ass was getting handed to you.
All the way in Rome, I could still smell it.
Still smell it.
I fucking hate DJ Khaled, but anyway.
Yeah, I should have told you about that.
It's all right. They're proper hyping the tune
up. Partner, any of these Spanish niggas coming up in this game, your ass was getting handed to you.
All the way in Rome, I could still smell it. Out of my coast, we could still smell it. We out in Dubai, I can smell it. Kilos out the plastic, I can still smell it. Glass pipes burning, I can still smell it. Crack, I still smell it. It was cooked in my kitchen. They call it by my name. Most of these rappers say they shit like mine, but they do not feel the same. No.
Ooh la la la, it's what the fiends scream. This MJM Prince, the Supreme Team. Indoor pools filled with cocaine. Fiends dancing in line like a soul train. I hustle like a pastor's plate. We taking offers. Your bitch took the masturbate. She can't come off of this. The life that we chose to make. Pies that we chose to bake. Life with no parole time that we chose to take. Handing out turkey surrounded by all the killers. And all the corner boys got gifted the chinchillas. You had to be there, that's where the Al B square. It's foul how I robbed the whole gym, no referee there. Marty Supreme, how I peddle that dope. True story, made $100 million off of the stove. It's crack.
All the way in Rome.
Because it's a delicate, like, if they're going to come back at someone like 38 Spesh, who's not as well known as they are, they can't go in too hard on him because it seems like they care too much. you know, and then it looks bad on them, you know. So they kind of have to do it in this way, like, yeah, I'm flossing. They got to floss their fucking money shit. And then he said that thing about the gym story. And I think that's what 38 Special was saying, oh, you stole that story or something. And everyone was saying how he's capping for, because he robbed the whole gym or whatever. I like the beat though. I still smell it. I still smell it. If it was cooked in my kitchen, it call it by my name. Most of these rappers say they shit like mine, but it do not feel the same. Where's that from?
I don't really think you would do it. You gotta show me. When niggas lose track of the time, throw them a rule.
Okay. Okay, I know we like to milk, like when we play a theme track, we milk it, but fuck it now.
DJ Khaled is just Khaled, like, next level.
I mean, that's all Khaled is known for. He doesn't make any music. He other people ghost produce remixes for him. He's just a fucking hype man. That's all he is, and he's made millions. All the way in Rome, I can still smell it. All the kilos out the plastic, I can still smell it. And that's from the track On and On by Erykah Badu. When feelings just the same.
Yes.
On and on. Yeah, that's why I was trying to remember where that flow is from. Glass pipes burning, I can still smell it.
Oh, come on, he's rewound the whole bloody thing.
Ah, fuck. Let's get back to the floor. You would do what you gotta show. It do not feel the same. There we go. Jada's verse now. Let's go.
I don't really think you would do it. You gotta show me. When niggas lose track of the time, throw them a rollie. In case we gotta commit a crime, go get a stolie. A OG, I'm more like Juan than Ananobi. B.I.G., Frank Matthews, a splash of Kobe. Bruce Lee, Muhammad Ali, half Shinobi. I've been obliterating niggas for years. Is this about a verse or is this about a career? Ask around, they tell you I'm the career repo. New York love me like when Mitch hit a pair of free throws. I was selling dope when they used to call it P-Blow. Fuck rap, I'm just happy I ain't catch a Rico. Hear it, then you hear it again and it hits you more. The flow sick, but you wouldn't know cause of HIPAA laws. Before we used to go to the table, we hit the stores. Get the stamps, Carvel spoons, go get the straws. Summa cum laude, heroin diploma, know me. I get excited off the aroma. Thoma.
All the way Thoma.
All right, okay. Yeah, Jada's verse, obviously the best one on there. He went in a bit more, but no one called him out by his name, though. No one said 38 Special, you a bitch kind of thing.
No, they don't, yeah.
But
too much to lose.
Yeah, like I said before, they can't be too direct because then it looks like they care too much. And then you got to think, when you have a platform like this, the number one hip-hop podcast, which they are now, I think they've overtaken Drink Champs.
Second to Arms House.
Second to Arms House. But they got to think, if they start calling out people's name by name, then they're giving them promotion, man. They got to be careful as well how they put shit out there.
Yeah.
So it's very tactical. You know, Jada's verse was the hardest, but, you know, I like that HIPAA laws. He goes, you know, we'd fuck you up. But
what
you
was that? Yeah, what was that in reference to?
I can't remember what the actual acronym is, but in America, there's the HIPAA laws, I think in the 90s. They introduced this law where people can't read your medical data. It's privacy, like privacy law about your medical data, where people can't just access it. You know what I mean? You have to, so I like that little line there. That was fun. Let's see where it goes from here. I'm sure 38 Special, you said he's been on a few podcasts now chatting shit. I'm sure he'll probably do more.
Chatting shit. But he's not like... Like, you know how I feel about 38 Special. He's a fucking banging rapper.
He's dope. Yeah,
I just don't think he needed to do that. Like, what was that about? He was on a path like that.
Well, They got us talking about it. That's, I think, the main fucking point of all these types of beefs now. I think a lot of it is orchestrated to just get people chatting about it. And I like it. I like the competition aspect. As long as it doesn't go much more than that, if they keep it on wax, all good. You know what I mean? Let's see. It's nice when people have a rocket up their ass, you know, to do something, especially older heads like Jada and that. Sometimes it takes a young buck to come at you for you to, like, you know,
get back in the booth. Stop sitting down on your sofa in your podcast. Yeah, but exactly. To be fair, like I said, he just got direct straight in the booth. Jadakiss is like, what's that? Yeah. Okay, me gone.
And there was a bunch of basketball references in there that I didn't get, but I heard you saying, yeah, some New York shit, basically.
Yeah.
You know, which is pretty standard, typical. Yeah, let's just see where it goes. Sorry.
Yeah. Let's see where it goes. But Spech is going to... He could have just continued on that sort of Griselda affiliate shit.
Mm.
And he would have probably been known for his rapping. Because...
No, I think he is known. It's just... I think maybe he
felt
like...
when he puts the mic down. You know what I mean? Yeah, instead of that guy who battled Jada.
Yeah.
He could have been... Well, he could still be. Known just for lyricism, you know?
You know what? Again, this is a deep subject, so I don't know about getting into it too deep on this episode, but maybe another episode. But, like, those rappers from that golden era, late 80s, 90s, mid-90s, because of before the internet, social media, all this stuff, landmark occasions would happen. You know what I mean? Like, six times in the year, maybe a mad freestyle on a radio would happen, or an album would drop, or there'd be an awards show and someone would do a mad performance with, like, someone, you know, and everyone would be talking about it. Whereas that's a lot harder to happen nowadays. It's, you know, there's so much happening and we're all flooded with fucking shit every fucking 5 minutes. Nothing is standing out, you know, very rarely. So maybe it takes these kind of beef things for everyone to kind of put everything down for a second, go, okay, let me hear what this guy has to say. And they become the more landmark things, you know what I mean? It's more easier to manufacture that in this day and age, you know? It was still like that back then as well, the beef records, they always drew attention. But now I think attention economy is so spread out. To get people to focus on you is a harder fucking thing. So usually adding some sort of controversy to it. Maybe Special's got an album coming out soon. Who knows? We'll keep our ears peeled to the streets, son, in New York.
Arms house to your mum's house.
Wouldn't surprise me if he did.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's just see. It's like Kanye. Every time he has an album coming out, that's when he pokes his head out the woodworks and, like, starts saying some fucked up
shit. I'm a Jewish black man.
Yeah. He's like, Heil Hitler and all that shit.
Heil Hitler at the same time.
So, like, yeah, that's what the world's come to nowadays, man, to get your fucking short attention spans to stop for 20 seconds and pay attention to something. It's fucked up, to be honest, but hey, here we are. All right, brother, I had like three, four. I had like Luke from 2 Live Crew. He did a big, he did a sick track and a video dissing Dr. Dre and Snoop, as well, funny, man. I just remembered that from back in the day. And then DJ Quick, he dissed MC8, but he did it at the Source Awards. You know the one where Big Suge Knight and all that were, like, dissing the East Coast and the West Coast?
Yeah.
On that same one, DJ Quick did a live rendition of this song called Dollars and Cents, where he disses MC8. And MC8 was in the crowd. And he was just dissing him to his face. It was fucking hilarious. And then I found the Cormega did a diss tune on Nas. He literally did a track called Fuck Nas. Yeah. But I tell you what. Now they're all good. This is a long time ago. This is because you remember that The Firm, it was called, I think. Yeah. And it had Nas and Cormega and Foxy Brown and a couple other people. But then Cormega ended up leaving the group, or he got kicked out of the group because of, like, business issues or something. And then that's when he did this tune called Fuck Nas. But the ultimate diss tune from back in the day, we're going to go out to this tune, people, yeah? End of episode. Big up, Themos. I don't know how long we've been recording for. I hope it's been an hour.
We're not doing any graph critique.
Oh, shit. let's do some graph critique.
I was happy to not do it, and then I thought, man,
nah, we should get
Maddie's just going to bell and say we've got to do another bit of graph critique.
Yeah, fucking hell,
so
thank
let's
God
just
you
let's just open up and
let's
candidly say we've not done the graph. Oh shit, OTB as well.
Graph critique powered by OCB. All right, I've got a couple here. Let's see what we got first. All right, there's this weird fucking thing someone sent in. I think this was sent in a while ago, actually. Can you see that all right theme?
Yeah.
Do you want to attempt to read it? Because I have no fucking idea what it says. The picture is quite small, so it's a little bit pixelated. Excuse me for that, but they sent this in, so what can I do? Some weird, like, interlocking...
Definitely an O.
I mean, it could be a Q though, but yeah, an O. Oh no, no, because look, it's not attached there. It could be a U, bro. Yeah. I'm not even gonna.
And then a Z
read.
At the end.
Looks like a Z, mate. I have no idea. Maybe like a X O N. Fuck knows. People in the comments, what the fuck does that say?
What Some the cool, fuck
cool
does that say?
Sci-fi bro? Character though, next to it with a like a woman in a. Big red helmet with a glass bit and a finger going like that. It's like something out of Space Odyssey 2001. I really like that character. It's put together really nicely.
It is. And the sort of white sort of smoke mist.
Yeah, these... Oh, the white mist. Yeah, coming off the bottom. Like
yeah.
A fog. Yeah,
it's
that's
like
dope.
Very kind of futuristic, isn't it?
I mean, this guy knows what... A guy or girl knows exactly what they're doing. They're very good at painting. Yeah, I think there's a tag there as well, but it's too pixelated to zoom in on.
Wait, zoom it out again?
That's it. That's the whole thing.
Mm.
It's in a park somewhere. It could be on a legal wall, I guess. Doesn't remind me of anywhere in particular. Really nicely done. I like it. I can't read it, but I like it. Maybe these red and orange, like these orangey yellow bits are like an H and a Y. Maybe.
Yeah.
Look, whoever sent this in, they sent it in a while ago. It's been sat in this folder for a while. So maybe if you see this, hit us up with a bit more details about what the fuck this is. I think it's really well executed. You obviously know what you're doing. The letters, because I can't make out what it says, I can't really check in the style of the letters.
No, we can't do that.
I could see what they're trying to do. And aesthetically, it's pleasing to thine eye.
And I can see the thought that's gone into it.
Yeah.
Like the background has got kind of three blues in it.
Mm.
And the border's blue as well. And it doesn't, it still stands out.
Maybe this is a reference to a movie that we just don't get, maybe. I said Space Odyssey, but because of the red suit. But then it looks a bit like Akira as well, maybe a little bit in there, some anime shit. It's really cool, man. I just can't read it, so... You know what I mean? It is what it is. Out of 10, I give it a score, you know, definitely above average. I'm giving it, wow.
7.
I want to give it a 9 for execution. Like, it's really neatly fucking done. This and the fades in the character, and it's still stylish and really cool. So I really want to give it a high score, but I'm not. Going to give it a high score. I'm going to give it a 7.5, which is still
because
pretty
we
high.
Can't read it. That's the only reason, and that might be an us problem, but
yeah,
I don't think it is.
Nah, let's leave it at that. Okay, this was sent in as well. It looks like it was done on an iPad, sketch, black and white, AHC locks or loss. There's an H. It's either an H or a K. Hard to tell. It's kind of half.
Go down and look at the reach. It's like underneath it.
Oh, yeah. It is L O H S.
Loss.
Loss. N O X crew.
Yo, AHC.
And he's put the AHC up 2026. All right. So obviously, he hasn't spent a lot of time on this thing. It's pretty quick. Some of it is very
I reckon
rigid.
He's actually had a zoo. just beforehand.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's lean out of his nuts thinking about what munchies shall I get. And the O turns into that guy munching.
Yeah.
And then he's like, damn, I got to finish this. Let me put some speed stripes on the S.
He's just adding bits onto it just for the fuck of it.
Yeah. But he's got triple shadow.
This S, I'm not feeling. I think that thing's supposed to be biting the L, and those are supposed to be cracks.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The cracks, they're too wavy to be cracks. They've got to be more jagged than that, man. I'm not feeling those cracks. I think there's too many isms. You're trying to cover up the fact that your letters aren't great at all. You know what I mean? The L is pretty shaped. Like, you know, it's like a ruler. It's so straight. And then the H and the S are a bit more jiggly. There's obviously straight-edged bits on it, but compared to the L and then these sharp bits, oh man, I don't like it, man. I don't like it. I don't know why. I don't want to be.
You don't like anything about that.
There's bits of it. I mean, the character, the eyeball thing looks kind of cool. This kind of thing looks nice there, but I don't like this one coming off the L. The S, I don't like. The H is pretty standard. The L, like I said, is just a fucking right angle. I like the character. The S, though, is not. I don't like this bit coming up here. With like two lines going for it, it's just unnecessary.
Yeah, I don't like that bit coming out of the H.
And look, just three lines like that in the H, and then three lines coming out. It's like, what's the point? Like, I don't know. It just doesn't look good to me, man. But I mean, I'm not super mad at it. I don't know what else to say, man.
I mean, the H for me is the worst letter.
Yeah.
The S is probably the best. In terms of like what it's doing, like an attempt at style.
No, but look at like it's kind of bulbous here. It goes a bit thin there before it goes round. Then this is a right angle, and then look at the inside one. It's like a wobbly round line. It's like, I know I'm nitpicking here, people, but
you gotta admit, you tell people, well, he's not done it. He's not kept it simple. Yeah. You always go on about kept it simple, and I was just about to say that L is keeping it simple, but it's not. He's getting munched. Yeah. And he's got like a fucking coming out of his ass.
Yeah, and three lines and a shadow and then a shadow on the shadow and then cracks going through it. And then what's this bit here? This line overlapping that bit.
Anyhow,
not into it, man. Loz, maybe send us something you've actually painted with paint as opposed to this fucking shitty fucking, what's it called? iPad drawing.
Sketch.
So you're getting below average from me, man. But not too low. 3.9 from me.
I was going to say 3.75, presuming you'd come in higher than that. Lower than that.
Okay.
Because you've been hating. Not hating, you've been distressed.
You know what? There's certain bits about it that I can show the guy's got talent. Like, he's got some talent and the shadows are in the right place and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, there's potential there. There's competence there. That's why I'm not going super duper low. I just don't like it. All right, you going 3.75. All right, cool, Loz. Like I said, send us in a painting, man. All right.
That's it.
All right, okay, cool. We're going to go out to this tune party, people, by Tim Dog. He did a track called Fuck Compton, yeah, at a time. This was like early 90s. So like no one was dissing Compton back then. This is when Compton was like pure G'd up. All the gangster rap was coming out of there at this time. And then Tim Dog was in New York going, fuck these LA fucking cunts. They think they're well hard. And he did this track going, fuck Compton. I love this track. It's just so fucking brash and not giving a fuck. You know what I mean? Party people.
I'm going to Bournemouth tomorrow on the train.
Enjoy your trip. Send us some photos.
Use my railway disabled members card to get a massive discount.
Nice. Take some stickers. Stick some stickers up there, yeah? And maybe give us an update.
Four nights in Bournemouth.
Enjoy yourself,
sounds
man.
Like a porno.
Make sure you rest up. And Debbie does Bournemouth.
Debbie does Bournemouth.
Big up, people. Yellow, we're out, man. See you next week. Make sure you buy tickets for the live show, okay? The links are below.
Arms House.
Go cop The Essence by Regret and Londres A Bomber and UK Frontline.
Sure you go and purchase, or if you want, pre-order the CD.
The CD.
Purchase the Burner Files on prestigious Bandcamp.
Yes.
comes out in 2 days' time. It's going to be out when this drops.
Oh, when this drops, it's out. You can buy CD, Themes, new EP. I'll put the link below. You can go to the Bandcamp, cop a CD. We're going to have CDs at the event as well, so you can come
at
there.
At the live event.
At the live event. Hopefully, we'll have them by then. Yeah, you said you should do. So you'll get a signed copy of it there. Big up, party people. Much love, yeah? Same time next week, every Wednesday. Leave a comment below, hit the like and all that good shit.
Yalla, Habibi.
Although he's dissing the Compton guy. Fuck Compton.
Oh shit, motherfucker, step to the ranch here. Cause Tim Dog is here. Let's get right down to the nitty gritty and talk about a bullshit city. Talking about niggas from Compton, they're no comp and they truly ain't stomping. Tim Dog, a black man's task. I'm so bad I whip Superman's ass. All you suckers that riff from the West Coast, I'll diss and spray ass like a roach. You think you're cool with your curls and your shades, I roll thick and you'll be yelling out raid. A hard brother that lives in New York.
And the thing is, some people say that this is the song that started the West-East beef. Because this was before the Source Awards thing, before any of this shit was happening, man. He just came out. And he's not even a great rapper, Tim Dog. He's not known for being...
He's just like, I'm getting pissed off with the West Coast. I'm going to let them know about it.
He's like, fuck them. We're New York, baby. You know, New York, man. They were something else, especially back then.
Girls in your chains, I roll thick and you'll be yelling out raid. A hard brother that lives in New York. We're suckers are hard and we don't have to talk. Shut your mouth before we come out stomping. Hey, yo, easy.
Fuck Compton.
Fuck Compton. Fuck Compton.
Yeah.
Fuck Compton.
Oh yeah.
Fuck him.
Why you sleep?
Fuck, cause the boy ain't shit. Chew him with tobacco and spit him in shit. I crush Ice Cube, I'm cool with Ice T, but NWA ain't shit to me.
He's cool with Ice T though.
Beating on D from Pump It Up. Step to the dog and get fucked up. I'm simplistic, imperialistic, idealistic, and I'm kicking the ballistics. Having that gang war, we wanna know what you're fighting for. Fighting over colors, all that gang shit's for dumb motherfuckers. But you go on thinking you're hard. Come to New York and we'll see who gets robbed. Take your Jerry Curl, take your black hatch, take your whack lyrics and your bullshit tracks. Now you're mad and you're thinking about stomping. Well, I'm from the South Bronx. Fuck Compton.
Fuck Compton.
Yeah.
Fuck Compton.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't do subliminal disses. He's just like, easy, you're a cunt. Fuck you. You shit at rapping. You're a cunt.
Tim Dog and I'm the best from the East. And all this Compton shit must cease. So keep your eyes on the prize and don't jeopardize my rhyme, cause that's not wise. You really think that you can rhyme? Well, come and get some of this loaded tech nine. Shots of cold gunning. And you'll really be 100 miles and running. You wanna play, go ride in a sleigh. I'm so large, I fuck Michelle A. In the bathroom, we was boning. You should've heard how the bitch was moaning.
That was his ex-girlfriend.
Shut Miss the fuck LA. Up, bitch, you can't sing. You sound like a kid playing on a swing.
Fuck you.
I'm the man in hand to run the band that's in command. You know who the fuck I am. Tim Dog, what's my motherfucking name? Tim Dog, that's my motherfucking game. So whether you think that I'm just the myth, the riff, the lift, the gift, the if, the fifth, the shift, the split, that's in control, a hole, a fold, a bowl, and make it, make it, take it, fake. Woo! And I'm still too great.
Fuck off, man. Fuck Compton!
Yeah!
Fuck Compton!
Yeah, just a little something to let you know that these West Coast rappers ain't taking over. Cause I'm straight out the South Bronx. And we ain't having that shit. Tim Dog, peace out.
Fuck off!
We ain't having that shit.
Nah, fuck.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?